heading number 22, solution for sticky files. Many people tell me that although they have tried to settle disputes with equanimity, some above, they have failed. I tell them that it is not important for them to settle the matter. All they must do is to have the intention to settle with equanimity, the bhav to settle with equanimity. Whether they manage to do it or not, the results are not dependent on them. If you remain within my agnas, a lot of your work will be accomplished, and if not, then that too is dependent on nature. When you stop seeing faults in others, you will be liberated. If someone were to insult you, hurt you financially or even physically, but despite all this, you do not see any mistake in him, that is when you will be free from the entanglements, guncho, of this worldly life, sansar. Have you stopped seeing faults and mistakes in others? The questioner replies, yes, Dada, I do pratikraman when I see mistake in others. Dada Shri, the way to handle this is to firmly resolve, I want to stay in Dada's agnas, and then begin your day. Then do pratikraman for the times you have not been able to abide and remain in the agnas. Keep everyone happy at home by settling all conflicts with them with equanimity. In spite of doing this, if they are still unhappy with you, then understand that it is because of your past life accounts, and simply be an observer of everything. You have made this decision only today, so win them over with love. You will notice that everything will start to settle down. Still, you should only believe so when those at home certify that you are free from faults. Ultimately, they are all on your side. Page 80, questioner asks, the results we get from doing pratikraman are based on the principle that by seeing the pure self in the other person, we decrease our negative bhav, that is, attachment and abhorrence, towards him. Is that correct? Dada Shri, your negative bhav will be destroyed. All this is for your benefit only. It has nothing to do with the other person. The only reason to see the pure self in others is to remain in your pure state and awareness as the self and remain jagrut, aware. Questioner. So if someone has a negative vow or an intent towards me, will it become less by seeing the self in him? Dada Shri, no, that will not happen. It will only lessen if you do pratikraman. That does not happen simply by seeing the soul in him, but it does so through your pratikraman. Questioner, does the pratikraman have an effect on him? Does my pratikraman have an effect on him? Dada Shri, yes, it does have an effect. In the presence of pratikraman, when you see the pure soul in the other person, you are free from all opinions, good or bad. Although the benefits may not be so apparent in the beginning, they will gradually increase. This is because you have never seen the other person as the pure soul, as the self before. You have only seen him as either a good person or a bad person, but never as the pure soul. Even a tiger will do whatever you command it if you were to do its pratikraman. There is no difference between a tiger and a human being. Page 81. The difference is in the vibrations, the spandan that you emit. It is your vibrations that will affect the tiger. As long as you believe in your mind that a tiger is a violent animal, the tiger will remain violent. If you are aware that the tiger is the self, the soul, then it will have no violence, himsak bhav with you. Everything is possible. You must understand how effective your bhav intention can be in causing an effect that can be destructive. If a monkey destroys all the mangoes on your mango tree, then in the moment of frustration and anger, you may say that it would have been better to chop off the mango tree altogether. Beware of the inner intent behind what you say. Words spoken in the presence of the self do not go to waste. If you are careful not to cause a negative effect, then everything will be fine. Everything around you is what you have created. From this moment onwards, stop any vibrations or thoughts towards others. If a thought arises, wash it off by doing pratikraman. That way, the entire day will pass without any vibrations. If you can get through the whole day this way, it is enough. That by itself is a great achievement towards moksha liberation. After this gnan, the newer events of your life will not become impure. The old phases, however, will have to be made pure by seeing them or dealing with them with equanimity. This equanimity is the nature of the vitarag, the fully detached one. New phases will not become impure, they will remain pure. It is the older phases which are impure and will need to be purified. Remaining within my agnas and maintaining equanimity, some bhav, will accomplish that. Questioner: Dada, how do the different karma created before gnan come to an end? Dadashri replies, as long as you are living, you can wash them away by repenting. But a few will still remain, and those that remain will become very weak, so in your next life they will fall away by merely touching them like a burnt rope. Page 82. Questioner asks, before gnan, self-knowledge, if we had bound a karma for hell, will we still have to go to hell? Dadashri, this gnan has the ability to disintegrate all the bad and grim and negative karma. Even people who are headed for a life in hell can wash away the effect of the karma as long as pratikraman are done throughout this life. If you put a disclaimer on your letter before you mail it, stating that your mind was unstable when you wrote the letter, then the contents will have no value. Questioner: will intense repentance destroy the causal seed of bondage in hell? Dadashri: yes, they will be destroyed. Our pratikraman has tremendous energy. Even some very strong karma effects are lessened. If you call Dada as your witness, it will be very effective. There will be another life on account of your karma. You may have one or two more lives to live before finishing off your past karmas, but after that you have no choice but to go to Simandhar Swami, the current living Tirthankar. Sticky accounts from your previous lives will be washed away. This is a science of the absolute, accurate and pure justice. It is as precise and accurate as the scales of an honest goldsmith. There is no room for inexactness here. Questioner: Does the force of karma become weak by doing pratikraman? Dadashri: Yes, of course. Not only that, but you will be able to accomplish everything quicker. Questioner: How does one ask for forgiveness from someone who is no longer living? Dadashri: Although they are no longer living, you still have the memory of their face and you still have their photographs, so you can do their pratikraman. Even if you cannot remember their face, but you can remember their names, you can still do pratikramans through their name. It reaches them.